Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book of Sims.
Author Ronald Roden II takes you on a hilarious and eye-opening journey through history's most notorious cases of love-struck foolishness in his book, The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available on Amazon. From ancient rulers who crumbled for a pretty face to warriors who traded power for passion, this book reveals the shocking truth. Simping has always been a thing. Some men have lost entire kingdoms just to impress a woman. So how do you know if you might be a simp? Find out when you read The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available right now on Amazon.
And now on with the memes. Number one, this dude has been on HRT for 2.5 years, and is still bad at taking selfies. Also looks like they gained a mustache after transitioning. He went from being a fat undateable dude to being a fat undateable dud. At least the weight seems to have redistributed to the right places. I'm predicting in the future the insult to trans pipeline will be studied intensively by the AI historians. This individual's pronouns are now pounds and kilos. Moving on, remember Haley Welch. This is her after getting stressed out after her crypto scam in rug pull. She finally spoke up about it and told her side of the story on a recent podcast, saying that she was stupid and got tricked by a bunch of men to put her name on it. Also that she has the IQ of a bag of Takis. Talk about not wanting to take accountability and playing the victim instead. She went from Hawk 2 to Hawk Trump. Number 3, this woman finally tells us the truth that most women claiming to be high value are not. They aren't creative, can't cook or clean, and aren't nurturing, intelligent, or have a feminine attitude. I sense no lies in this one. I would go one step further and say that most women are overweight or out of shape and still expect a fit guy with a six-pack. In the last couple of years, out of all the new corn I've seen out there, women in their late teens and 20s are all getting fat for some reason. The only ones that look good are the hourly rentals. Up next, the Ironheart trailer has received the most dislikes ever for an MCU show. When is this woke garbage gonna stop? Are we really to believe that LaFonda here is smart enough to make an Iron Man suit, when even Spider-Man, being a genius, still needed Tony Stark to make him his suits? I think that once AI movie making becomes a real thing, shows like this will be seen as the last dying gasp for the legacy media. It seems like every single Marvel project with a black gay or female lead has flopped. I still think that Robert Downey Jr. would make the best black Iron Man. Number 5, here's the choice as to blacks having to decide between if they're Egyptians that enslaved the Jews or if whites invented slavery and have to pay them reparations. I think we should let the Egyptians, we wuzzery, continue. And whenever they try and bring it up, ask them why they enslaved the Israelites. The truth is that slavery existed with every race, yet it was the British that worked the hardest to end it, and yet everyone seems to have forgotten that fact. We still have slavery today. It's just called income tax. Moving on, this Disney movie with a $270 million budget has been crowned as one of the worst films of all time. Looks like Hollywood is going out with a whimper instead of a bang as artificial intelligence is about to put it out of business. I was really looking forward to the 2026 sequel. It's a real shame we won't be getting it. It would have been better if they had kept the original Seven Dwarves and called it Snow Brown and the Seven Pronouns instead. Number 7, in the film The Shawshank Redemption, there are only 2 female roles totaling about 10 seconds in a 2-hour and 22-minute film. The receptionist at the bank and Rita Hayworth. No wonder it was such an amazing film. Also, if you're ever in Ohio and have some free time, visit the Mansfield Reformatory, the prison where The Shawshank Redemption was filmed. If this was filmed today, half the prison guards would be female, and Morgan Freeman's character would be a trans man. Up next, the Wall Street Journal reports that more people are bringing their lunch to work, which is a bad economic indicator. Of course, when fast food is no longer affordable. Plus, they'll be lucky to even have jobs in 5 years with the rise in artificial intelligence taking their work. It's $17 for a sandwich and $27 when you add chips, a soda, and the customary 30% tip. But it's just lunch. People are being charged theme park prices. Number 9, here's probably what people can afford to pack for their work lunch. Cheetos mac and cheese. Chemical and genetically modified goodness. Basically, it's dangerously cheesy. And you just know that red dye color is definitely suspicious. Where's RFK Jr. when you really need him? It's probably okay if you're fine with getting super cancer. Not to mention I'd be dangerously heartburned and have skin flare-ups if I ate any of it. Moving on, the next time a liberal tells you that you need to let children be whatever they want to be, ask them if that also means if they can be conservatives if they choose, and then watch them have a meltdown. Liberals don't really believe in diversity. What they really believe in is control and everyone thinking and acting the same way. You're free to be whoever you want so long as they approve of your choice. These days, more kids and teens want to be conservative than before because it's seen as being rebellious. Number 11, what would happen if Canada stopped all forms of immigration for 3 years? The boomers would lose money on their real estate, which is why it won't happen. The boomers voted Trudeau's government in for the fourth time, with Mark Carney as the new prime minister, and he led more immigrants into Canada in the first quarter of 2025 than were let in 2024. The government is going to build affordable housing, basically the projects for Zoomers and Gen Alpha, while the boomers get to keep on living in their suburban homes. Up next, is it true that kids didn't know how well they had it back in the past with gaming consoles in the 80s and 90s? If you have kids, take their tablets away and force them to play video games on consoles instead. At least that way they can learn hand-eye coordination and problem-solving skills. Many kids these days only watch others play video games instead of actually playing them themselves. These guys are playing N64 and notice how there are no girls present, and they're probably playing GoldenEye. This was how guys socialized. Number 13, this woman set her male friend on fire because he said that she should stay in the kitchen. She couldn't even cook him right. Look at the eyes in that nose ring. You just know that she would be great in bed until you woke up being roasted alive in the oven, because he didn't pleasure her just right. He was probably friend-zoned and thought that he could fix her. Women get mad with you when you're honest because most people lie to them, including other women. Moving on, back in April, black women lost almost 40,000 jobs in America, more than any other group, and it's because of companies' anti-DEI agendas. So this just proves that DEI was mostly black females. If you think that's bad, then just wait until AI replaces all their we-wasery. Companies are cutting their least productive workers first and are going into basic survival mode as the economy slows down. I think the overwhelming majority of black women wouldn't even have jobs if the government didn't hire them. So stunning and brave. Number 15, this mother of four who couldn't afford Christmas presents turns to only fools to buy her kids gifts. And I'm guessing now she won't be able to find another job or boyfriend ever again. And for what? A few $100 for some overpriced Chinese tchotchkes. The supply of simps is also not infinite. And soon AI will take all the simp bucks and give them to autistic nerds in their mother's basements, creating AI-generated girls. Up next, here's the difference when you buy Bitcoin and the price falls, versus when you buy it and the price goes up. This kind of reminds me of when that kid does something bad and your wife says your son is misbehaving. But when your kid does something great, the mom says, my son did that. So instead of it being our Bitcoin, she probably sees it as hers. And she wants to sell it and buy some of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented candles with the money. Even I had one ex call me after Bitcoin went up over 100,000. Number 17, this has to be the ugliest generation of movie actresses in Hollywood. This is what happens when you don't have Harvey Weinstein there at the helm to do the quality cooch control. And when the casting directors are all woke Karens that are more interested in representation instead of talent and beauty. But we won't have to worry about this much longer. In another 2 or 3 years, we'll be making our own films and television shows, and these twits will be in the dustbin of history. Moving on, a while back, there was a Facebook group where women would brag about their violence against men. Imagine what would happen if there was a group out there where men would brag about their domestic violence against women. The internet would explode. This is the radicalization of women. Yet the media only says that boys and men are being radicalized. Sounds like it's just projection to cover their own abhorrent behavior. The crime stats also show that women are way more violent towards children than men are. Number 19, here's what it's like living in Ontario, Canada. In the 1980s, your parents could get a decent-sized home for a couple $100,000. And today, that same home is 1.3 to 1.4 million, in part due to immigration, but also because of inflation. If you have to pay $1 million or $2 million, that usually means the minorities won't live in your neighborhood. But you'll still see them walking through your neighborhood enjoying the atmosphere, even though they don't live there. Probably trying to figure out which house they want once it's hockey mask time. Up next, speaking of immigration, this woman created a community for 30,000 Indian women in England. That's a lot of curry. But it's England and not New Delhi. They don't seem to want to assimilate and instead grow their own colonies in the United Kingdom. Looks to me like their community needs some diversity. How about some trans women? Imagine if white people created their own online communities. Imagine the backlash from minorities screaming that it's nothing but hate and racism. Number 21, here's more insanity in the UK. This article claims that London cyclists are too white, male, and middle class. How will they ever get rid of white cyclists? Besides, I already thought there was enough diversity with most being brown doing food delivery on cycles. My guess is that they'll give black and brown communities free bicycles to try and get them to use the bike lanes. In the end, it's not going to work. I'm thinking that there are so many more white cyclists because they wanted to get away from the diversity in the London tube. Moving on, this German judge lets 8 men who raped a girl walk free, while convicting a 93-year-old German of being a guard in one of Mr. Mustache's camps during WW2. Older women like this are motivated to take pleasure from the degradation of younger women, their competition for men. And they want to hurt older men because they usually see them as competition for power and resources. Her last name is Göring. Sounds about right. Number 23, this wayman asks, would you eat it after the gym? Women with faces that are ones and twos will do anything they can to attract the sexual attention of a chat. She's compensating for a face that only her dog would love, by getting fit. But I don't think this is going to work, and it looks like Doggo is going to have to do work overtime again. I'm also not 100% convinced this is even a female. Up next, here are some pictures that are supposed to make white men angry. If they replace the word angry with the word confused, then they might be onto something. These pictures of women with black men don't offend me, because I know it's the women that are going to be the ones paying the toll. They'll just be some more single moms with black eyes. These pictures are an instruction manual on how to make a single mother. Number 25 and the last one, this is the incompetent mayor of St. Louis. What happened to her? She looks like she ate one too many Joe Louis and drank some woke gender-bending Kool-Aid. More importantly than that, when the tornadoes hit St. Louis, she forgot to push the tornado button so that the authorities would come into the aid of the city. She panicked and froze up, and I'm sure she'll blame her reaction on men somehow. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.